Good morning, Dr. Judy.
Good morning, EJ. Good morning, Nikki.
Good morning, Dr. Judy.
And welcome to 2010. All right, so, we had New Year's last week, and some of us made New Year's resolutions. Some of us have not. For me personally, in the past, I've made, the New Year's resolutions. One of the biggest one is to, quit smoking.
It's a common one.
Yeah.
And I've done that many years in a row, and, I'm one of the people at 1201 on New Year's Eve that is like, okay, no more.
And it's also the New Year's resolution, EJ, that you probably do every single year.
And then I just fail miserably.
Exactly, and it's 1201 and you say, okay, no more, that's it. And at 1:05, you've already broken the resolution, right?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
It's not sooner.
you're having a few adult beverages. Of course, then you're going to want to have one. But this year I said, no, I'm not going to do this to myself because I want to quit for a multitude of reasons. It's just a pain. It costs a lot of money, and it's not good for me.
Dr. Judy.
All good reasons to quit.
And it becomes really apparent, I flew out to Chicago for New Year's for the heck of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, just going on an airplane for a couple hours and not being able to smoke. And then when you get there, it's 5 degrees out and you got to go outside and smoke. It's just, I'm sick and tired of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're sick and tired of it, but are you sick and tired of it enough to decide that you really want to stop? Because that's the key. It really is about whether you just see this as a vehicle of hope that you hope you can stop, or you look at this as something that you really, truly, are going to do. And that's all about, the belief in yourself and self-control. If you believe that self-control is dynamic and unlimited and that it really just takes willpower, people who believe that tend to set more resolutions, but they also tend to achieve them more often. If you believe that you're born with a limited amount of self-control, that you can't change, okay, I can't help myself from smoking, I can't stop eating chocolate, whatever it is, right? I inherited the chocolate gene from my mother, right? If you have that kind of belief system in your own capabilities to carry out your goals, then you'll do worse on reaching your New Year's resolutions.
As for the smoking, it's kind of a lonely place when you start thinking about it in your brain, because nobody can really help you stop. You know what I mean?
It's different. It's not just saying I'm going to stop eating chocolate. Chocolate really ain't going to kill you as bad as maybe smoking a pack or a pack and a half that you do every day. And it's like going to the gym. You might do it one day, but you might stop. There's something about smoking. I mean, these people have it hard.
Yeah, it's a drug. It's a drug. Let's, be honest here, right? There's no two ways about it. Maybe a legal drug, but it's a drug. So, it's about deciding that with smoking specifically, really deciding that you are worth it. Your health is worth taking control over, and that you're going to also search out the resources that you need in order to help you achieve that goal. That it's something that you probably can't do, quote unquote, strictly on your own, but there are lots of different methods that seem to work really well for different people to help them stop. One of the ones that I use with a lot of people is hypnosis, because hypnosis is really effective for that.
How about for eating chocolate?
If you really want to stop, it can be effective for that too.
What is the hypnosis? How does that work? I mean,
how does hypnosis work? Because it could sound for some people, like a Looney Tune kind of a deal. What's this hypnosis stuff for some people?
Because you see the shows at the fair and, people are quacking like ducks.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't do that. I don't make people bark like a dog or quack like a duck. Hypnosis in therapy is really different from stage hypnosis. It's not the same thing. In therapy, what it really does is relax somebody to the point where I can access both the conscious and the unconscious mind at the same time, the subconscious mind at the same time. And in that way, the subconscious can hold on to information and accept information that the conscious mind might either reject or forget. Okay, so it doesn't even matter if the person remembers everything I say, although they tend to. It doesn't matter if they consciously remember. If they feel like they drifted off, the subconscious got it anyway, which is what's cool about it, right?
Hmm.
And but it doesn't, you know, you can't make anybody do anything they don't really want to do. So, it, you know, hypnosis works if the person is really motivated and really wants to stop. Then the hypnosis can really help them, because on the subconscious level, all of those reasons that they've decided to stop are going to keep kicking in. And you can, you know, give them some aversion so that if they try to start smoking again, it's going to be so bad they really just don't want to do it, okay?
That was my question, because knowing EJ, I know if you, let's say you were to use hypnosis on him, he would be thinking about, God, when is this going to be done so I can smoke? and that's the problem with smokers. I know EJ wants to stop. I know he does. I don't know if he's hit rock bottom. Maybe he has. I have no idea. But I know he wants to. But I know him. He has got it so bad that he would be thinking about, God, couldn't we do this hypnosis thing while I have a cigarette in my hand? I mean, EJ would love to do this radio show with a cigarette in his hand like they did back in the day.
They did do that.
Can't do that.
No, not anymore. You can't smoke anywhere.
Which tells you that you can actually get through a, you know, a chunk of time without smoking. So that's a good, you know, that's a good thing to remember, okay? You actually can do it. You actually can get on an airplane and make it from point A to point B, as you said, you know, without smoking.
Well, let me tell you, I didn't make it without a bunch of snacks.
Right. Right. So that's part of it, too. You've got it, you know, in terms of having something to replace it with, it's got to be healthy stuff that you replace it with.
Oh, no, not so much.
And the thing is, for people that have tried to quit, they've tried all angles, and I don't think that a lot of people, whether they think hypnosis is cuckoo or not, they would do it. I wouldn't know a lot of smokers that wouldn't want to try.
Well, I know, you know, and I'll say this right now.
What do you think, EJ?
I did not make a New Year's resolution this year because I don't want to punish myself, because I feel like I punish myself by not, or by saying, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that. I don't want to do that because I don't want to fail. But I do want to say, in 2010, I want this out of my life. I don't want it anymore.
And it's an expensive habit. Can you?
Yeah, it costs a lot of money.
How much is it for your habit, let's say, for, can we do a month, a week even?
It's probably about $300 a month.
Wow. That's a lot of dough.
It is a lot of money.
So much money.
And, you know, New Year's resolutions in general, you know, not just smoking, right? You know, you've got to really sit down and do your own kind of bucket list of, you know, what you want to accomplish. What is it you really want to accomplish in your life, you know, in the years ahead, not just on New Year's Eve, right, but in your life? I mean, we, you know, we use New Year's as a benchmark, just like we do spring cleaning, right? That the truth is we could do them anytime.
Yeah, you shouldn't wait until spring to clean sometimes.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah.
So it's important for us to really think about what it is you want in your life and what you want to accomplish. And then, you know, what are your negative personal traits that you really want to get rid of, right? Not just stopping smoking, but thinking about what stops you from stopping smoking, okay? What are your negative personal traits that keep you hooked there,
right,
as well as the drug itself, right? Just like, again, because we're only using smoking as an example, your New Year's resolution could be lots of things, right?
Right.
So really figuring that out. And then what I like to do is have people think about, if you were going to write your epitaph, right, how do you want people to think about you, right? How would you like to be remembered? Think about that. Who are you?
All right.
And that can really help you set your goals realistically about what you want your life to look like and what it includes and what it does include in terms of your own personal behaviors.
Right.
Wow, this has turned into an Oprah show.
I know.
All of a sudden.
Wow. All right. Well, if you've made a New Year's resolution, why did you do it? What is it? Good morning, Kelly.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I was actually just listening, and I had a suggestion for you on the quitting smoking, something that really, really helped me.
Okay.
I actually just started buying the American Spirit, and that's without any additives, no nicotine, anything, so I still got, like, the feel of smoking a cigarette.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. And it really, really helped me. And when I was ready to quit and give up the cigarettes, then that was it. I was done.
Oh, okay.
Terrific. How long has it been?
So, I mean, it's worth a try.
How long has it been for you since you quit?
Actually, since New Year's.
7 days.
Yeah, but I actually did the, for like 6 months, I was smoking the American Spirit just to kind of like I said, get the feel of smoking a cigarette.
To downgrade and change, okay.
Yeah, it was a change, but then, you know, it wasn't as bad because, I mean, it's a cigarette, but it doesn't have any of the nicotine. It doesn't have the rat poison and all the millions of other additives that they put in cigarettes.
Yum.
You know, the other brands.
You're making me squirm a little bit.
It's true, it's true.
All right.
EJ, I know you have a lot of I know you have a lot of time on your hands. You should start rolling your own cigarettes.
Oh, geez. No,
well,
I don't.
And actually, it takes longer to smoke one of those cigarettes. So, I've had people smoke two cigarettes while I smoked one.
Yeah.
Because they don't burn as fast.
Okay.
So I think it's worth a try.
All right, well,
I just wanted to suggest that
thank
to you.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Dr. Judy, do you think that's a good plan to do kind of a replacement thing?
I think that finding alternates to include in what you're doing is really important, actually, so that you're, again, find something that's healthy to replace it with, because otherwise you're going to wind up, you know, feeling deprived in some manner, shape, or form. So it's just like if you're, you know, not only with smoking cigarettes, but let's say you want to lose weight. You can't just say, okay, I'm going to stop eating. You've got to figure out a way to eat a lot healthier if you are going to eat, right?
Right.
So that's really important to have something else that's going to take, you know, that the place of whatever it is that you're quote-unquote giving up.
Okay. All right. Have you made a New Year's resolution? Are you sticking with it? Have you already fallen off the wagon? Or do you think New Year's resolutions are just ridiculous? What do you do if you fall off the wagon and you screw up already? You know, 7 days in. I think a lot of us beat ourselves, but, you know, what do you do?
The first thing to do is, you know, cut yourself a break and understand that you're human and that most people do fail in their New Year's resolutions because they look at them as just, you know, something that they hope they can accomplish, not something that they're really, truly determined to accomplish. So that's the first thing is, you know, really, truly cut yourself a break and decide, how important is this to me really? And if it really is important to me to do, you got to recommit in a way that says, I will make this happen, and what support do I need in order to do that? And that means researching it, you know, figuring out what works, what has worked for other people who have tried to do what you're trying to do. I think that's really important. And then, you know, understand that you need to try some of those things. Like we were talking about, you know, smoking earlier and using different methods. Somebody suggested using, you know, certain kind of cigarettes that, you know, that are fake cigarettes, basically, or, you know, doing the hypnosis, or, you know, some people, you know, maybe it's, you know, using the Nicorette patch or one of those kinds of things, you know. But you've got to figure out what it is that other people have done that have helped them. You know, what are your alternatives? Concretely, how can you go about doing what you want to do? You want to lose weight and exercise more. Do you even belong to a gym? Do you know how to get to the gym? Do you have a way to get to the gym? Do you own a pair of sneakers? Right?
So, yeah, right.
Yes, high heels on the treadmill never turns out
work.
Good.
Yeah, I have a feeling they wouldn't work. Yeah. Not that I know, but you never know. Jeez. Wow. All right. Well, you know, I am not going to make the New Year's resolution of quitting smoking, but I do want to quit in 2010. I know that. Before 2011 rolls around, I don't want to have that burden anymore.
Oh, I already failed mine.
And you know what? Before I travel again, I don't want to do it. I want to be smoke-free by the next time I go on an airplane.
Oh, yeah.
So what steps are you going to take to make that happen?
Yeah, EJ.
I don't know. Talk to Dr. Judy Blume.
There
you go.
We're going to have hypnosis.
Maybe not on the air. We don't want people crashing while they're driving.
Oh, yeah, let's not do that. No.
Oh,
no.
You want a job tomorrow.
So what does that entail if we were to do something like that? And where does my mind have to be?
Well, your mind has to be open to the idea that hypnotherapy is something that can really work for you. That's the first thing. I mean, if you're going to actively resist it, like anything else, if you actively resist, it ain't going to happen.
Right.
So you really have to have your mind open to the point where you're saying, I'm willing to give this, you know, a really good shot, okay? So that's the first thing. And the second is to really, truly want to do it for you, not because you're doing it for somebody else or you think you should do it, shoulds don't work, but because it's going to make you feel better about you. It's more in line with the ideal self, okay?
Okay.
That's really important as well. So if you come at it with that kind of attitude, both those things, and really understanding why you're doing it, okay, what your motivation is, so that you can be clear on that, that's what's going to make the difference in terms of it really working for you.
Okay.
I say we do it, EJ.
Yeah.
Not on air, but
come
we'll
on,
do it.
Come on down.
All right. We will work on that, and I think my mindset is pretty damn close to what you're just talking about. So we'll see what happens. We'll give it a shot at some point.
Just
all
think.
Right, and that's true of any New Year's resolution that people may be making. If you really, truly believe that this is something that's going to make your life better, that this is going to make you better as a person, as a human being, not just, you know, maybe look a little better or because, you know, Aunt Sally wants you to do it or whatever, right? You know, that's not going to work. But because it's going to make you feel better about who you are, that's a really good motivator.
Okay.
Sounds good.
We'll keep that in the back of my mind. All right, Dr. Judy, thank you. And your website is?
DrJudyBloom.com, and Judy is J-U-D-I-B-L-O-O-M.